is from one of those memories that never seem to fade. It's about the time my mother miscarried, my response to witnessing the aftermath, and its effect on me as a 7-year-old.
Stream of solace.
Squatting on the curb, I drop stones through the sewer drain cover bars, listen to the splashes, calculate the distance between me and the sewage stream somewhere below in the darkness that leads away to the sea and safety. I see, from the corner of one eye, Mum, her face contorted, the rest of her shrouded in a thick red blanket, wheeled to the ambulance. Bigger stones make louder splashes, but I still hear the whispers. Shame, she lost it, miscarriage, until the sudden roar of the 11:28 London to Folkestone mutes them. Bloody, twisted, screeching metal explodes within my mind, and I curse the splashes for tormenting me with their slow response to my desperate need to escape. I see, from the corner of the other eye, neighbours approaching, gently, with concerned curiosity. What has Mum done? Flushing with fear and anger, I stand and stamp a larger, heavier stone through the bars. The splash returns a fraction faster, a little louder, but distance between me and the stream of solace remains. I lay down, face on the grill, straining to see through the blackness to the flow below. The sullage smells bad, but not bad enough. The ambulance leaves. Dad looks over at me and lingers. I focus on the drain cover, feigning ignorance of his focus on me. He turns and goes back into the house. I grab my football and turn into Pelé. An attempt to explain the workings of a child's mind. When the splash is synchronous with the release of the stone from his hand, and the smell of sewage so repulsive that his nose welcomes it in order to survive, he merges with a river of waste and floats away on its current to the sea that is so vast and mysterious that his mind forgets all fear at seeing his tormented mother and in experiencing death and grief for the first time. Children work things out so well, don't they?